The police have vowed to intensify the fight against armed robbers and criminals who are bent on disturbing the peace and security in the country. Commenting on the recent shootout with armed robbers in Accra, the acting head of the Police Public Relations Directorate, DSP Cephas Arthur, said the police have devised a number of alternative operational strategies to deal with highway robbery. He spoke to George Ankra.
Mainly, we operate upon tip-off and information. This one, we receive an information that some armed robbery gang was operating. And so quickly, we rushed there and we were able to deal with them.
Were they having guns?
Yes, they were having guns. The police got onto the scene and the armed robbery gang, instead of being dismayed and handing over, they decided to exchange fire with us. So irrespective of whatever they thought they would do, they couldn't withstand the police. And that is the result that we had. Two of them died.
How many of them are in your custody now?
As far as that robbery gang, out of which two died, only one escaped. The two are dead. We are looking for the escapee.
Generally in the country, apart from the gains you are making in some parts of Ghana, there are the highway ones. What are we doing about those ones? Are we equipping the vehicles that are traveling on long distances with armed policemen, or we have to keep that one too under the carpet?
We are tackling the situation from different directions. Assistant Regional Police Command has resolved, together with the drivers' unions, to put policemen on buses that are traveling long distances in the night. And since we realize that that is not the only way by which you can fight it, we are also devising other means, one of which is gathering the buses in the night at a point, up to about 5, 6, 7 of them, and giving them police escorts to their various destinations and bringing them back again. The other one is putting police officers on board. And the other one is also intensify highway patrols. And that one, we are not having too much on it because it's already been done, except that we are constrained as far as vehicles are concerned. You know, to be able to do effective patrols on our highways, there are long stretches of roads and other things. You need to get enough vehicles so that you don't create any empty space for any criminal to operate. They operate within the shortest possible time. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, they should finish. And so if the vehicles are not many and one has passed, they also do intelligence. When they see that the police vehicle has passed, they can quickly stop buses, operate, and then they go into a hiding.
DSP Arthur also assured the public the police administration is taking measures to address their logistical constraints of personnel.
The situation was worse in the past. Now, with the successive governments, things have improved a little, just a little. And we are happy that the government has promised the police about 700 vehicles, which are very soon to be delivered to us.
I know policing is not an easy thing. Operationally, you need the vehicles. But are we doing proper maintenance of these vehicles?
As far as maintenance is concerned, the police is doing everything to maintain our vehicle. We have a workshop where periodically police drivers are enjoined to take their vehicle there for periodic maintenance. Our problem is that the vehicles are not adequate as to be able to meet all our demands. So our vehicles are fully utilized. You see, sometimes we have 3 shifts in the day. The first shift starts from about 6 o'clock to 2 o'clock, second from 2 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and the third from 10 p.m. to the next morning. What happens is that it is only human beings that change. The vehicles are the same vehicles that we use. They don't rest. We have enough as to be able to spare some of the vehicles, as we spare some of the human beings, would be effectively managing our fleets.
Don't you think that the police administration needs to employ more if we have to be on top of these criminals, so that we create job opportunities as well for the young men who are interested and are in the homes?
The fact that we don't have adequate personnel cannot be hidden. It is a public knowledge. And that's notwithstanding, we cannot throw our hands in the air in despair and say that because we are not many, we cannot do the job. We are stretching to ensure that we are able to do what is expected of us. But then what is happening is that the government is also allowing the police to recruit. Only the latter part of last year, we began a recruitment process. Up to this year, when they started going for medicals, about 3 different batches are in training. About 6 more batches are waiting for their turn to go for the training. The number will total about 3,200 thereabouts, who are waiting to come and adapt to the kind of strength that we have.
Acting Head of Public Affairs of the Ghana Police Service, DSP Cephas Arthur.